What up, guys? Welcome back to the Renaissance Bad Dinner Guest Season 2. I'm, of course, Kev. And today we are talking the controversial music video, This Is America. Got a chance to sit down with both Lucky and Sean B for this one, guys, so that is a treat. But unfortunately, we couldn't all three sit down at the same time, so you might hear some of my opinions twice. Find us everywhere at Bad Dinner Guests. Let's get on with the show.
Lost to the sands of time.
Right.
And keyboard gaming. I'm not a big fan of keyboard games. I was a big fan of the This Is America music video. Which you were
also
the first.
Yes.
You were the first of the Bad Dinner Guests to find that and point out some of the Easter eggs, for lack of a better term. I don't know if Easter eggs is the right term for
some
of the hidden messages.
A positive connotation.
Yeah.
Whereas This Is America is a very dark movie of fucked up things. Well, you know, music video. A lot of fucked up shit happens in that music video.
And so much of it in the background, too, which, of course, if you've seen any of these other videos explaining some of the underlying tones and the symbolism, talks about that there was always the dancing going on in the center with all this chaos going around it, being sort of that, you know, they were the distraction to
breads
what was really
circuses.
Going on. Yep. Bing, ding, it's ding.
Breads and circuses. And that's like, you look at when it, you look at how much he uses the fact that, race is played into things, where we don't look at black-on-black violence, but we play up black-on-white or white-on-black to create division. You look at the different, the backup dancers, especially the backup dancers, and how they incorporated minstrel dance moves from a very racist time in this country and modernized them, and like, we have taken, like, you know, like, minstrel moves were made to mock black people and black culture. And we have modernized it to what, like, and made today's, like, mainstream black culture bastardized in a lot of ways. Where we get this glorification of people who don't do the right thing in the black community, and we show those people as getting ahead more often than not. And it's just sad.
The well, there's a ton of different messages going on.
Oh,
to mention the
Donald Glover's a fucking genius.
The red cloth with the guns, which we talked about this before.
Yeah,
where my inner conspiracy theorists wanted to go a different route from what has been suggested, which is that the red cloth is a symbol to suggest that the Republican Party cares more about the guns, and that, you know, them being grabbed with a nice red cloth and being handled with such care was to show that the right cared more about the guns than the people being murdered. As I told you before, I looked at that and took it almost like in a tinfoil hat vibe, and took it as what he was showing was, oh, I'm, you know, his whatever metaphorical America, he did the deed, handed it off, it got cleaned up, taken away, and disappeared, and sort of almost like a under the rug, things aren't what they seem, was what I gathered from that, more than this is an attack on the right, the political right. But I'll probably stand alone on that limb for the most part. And I'm fine with that. That's the beautiful thing about music. And now music videos are normally less up for interpretation. But this one, with so many hidden messages, I think it's almost music in general.
Oh, yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about it. People will sing it for different reasons. The words will mean different things to them. That doesn't make it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Videos tend to be more cut and dry. Not in this case. a lot of interesting stuff, like you said, with the poses and the dance moves and the old beat up cars. That was another one that went right over my head when we watched it. But when I watched, I tried to find as many of those mm-hmm. explained videos as I could, you know, to try to sift through the duds and see what
right.
multiple sources agreed on. And the one about the old cars sort of suggesting us getting stuck in an old form. A failure to progress, I believe, was the way that they put it.
Mm,
having
yeah.
him dancing on the cars.
Right.
Very, very interesting. So this thing has, I want to say, like almost up to 150 million views on YouTube now.
Oh, wow.
I think it was at 148 the last time that I looked.
Okay.
Which is pretty insane. It makes me wonder if we aren't in some sort of, and maybe have been in this sort of paradigm shift as far as the way our general public perceives things these days. If a song like that, making those kind of claims, no matter what, I don't think old Donald's much of a conspiracy theorist, but I still think everything that was put in, taken at face value, that video still said a lot about how he feels, and apparently with 146 million videos, how a lot of us feel
right.
about the country, which you just think about other points in time and other countries in the world, and you just kind of wonder when you can and can't get away with this. And it almost, in some weird backward sense, it's almost like makes its own argument. It's like a cyclical thing, because it almost makes the argument against itself. The mere fact that this video could get this popular and this many people could see it and nobody's dead and he gets to make lots and lots of money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's it almost like steps on its own toes in a way, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. It's where, that's the opposite side of the coin, I guess. There are all these things, everything he said or maybe didn't say or what people have alluded to is true about America, but then there's also the same fact that a kid who used to make comedy videos on YouTube and worked his way up the ladder and now is starring in Star Wars movies and has the number right. one song. So there's also that side of it.
Right.
Not everywhere has that opportunity, and no, it's not perfect. Yeah. I don't know. It's I see both sides of the coin with this guy. I really right. do, which is an odd thing
right.
in life.
But Danny Glover must be so proud.
Yeah, his uncle Danny.
Well, they're not related.
Yes, for those who didn't know that.
Yeah.
We don't want to lead you astray.
Donald Glover is fucking amazing.
So I take it you weren't offended. Have you heard any of those opinions? I don't really subject myself too often to others' opinions.
No, that's fair.
For sake of putting together a halfway decent show,
right?
Staying on the level. Have you seen any hate vibe on your Facebook feed?
No, I didn't catch any quote-unquote flack for it. Then again, most of the people that I'm friends with wouldn't. If that makes sense. I'd like to think that at this point, after the last presidential election cycle, that the people that would have weeded themselves out.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? To the point where it's just, you know, people that post positively if they agree with things, and if they don't, they just go about their fucking day.
Yeah, I'm all for spirited debate, and for instance, this is a platform for it, but I would never get upset with someone who wouldn't want that on their Facebook feed.
Right. I mean, I did...
People will say, oh, well, you're only reinforcing your own opinions or whatever, but... And of course, we're here.
Well, and that's the funny thing. I didn't catch hate from it, but I did low-key get into an argument about it.
Which is good.
It's
always good when you can have those
right.
be there together.
And it was funny because I've known the guy for a very long time, and it was funny in the sense that we both took very different views away from it. Because there's a point where he states that something along the lines of, we go after the guns and not the reasons. Well,
which I would agree with.
Right.
But go ahead.
Sorry. We go after guns for being the reasons for people dying, but the truth of the matter is that that's not true. Look how many people die from the crack cocaine that McDonald's sells.
And then you just think about other weapons, even. You just
medical misdiagnosis.
Yeah.
They actually... And this is where they skew a lot of the statistics against guns, but they include the fact that suicides in that list.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of, well, that doesn't make sense. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, there are other people that feel the impact of that single victim shooting. But not enough in the sense to claim that is indicative of the grand picture of gun violence.
Yeah, or a reason for gun control. Those stats should be excluded from that conversation. You shouldn't have, in the same
if
way
you're,
that...
If you're going to use it against them, it should be violence against others, not violence against self.
Yeah, you're not counting other... You know, suicides under stab wounds and stuff like that to try to make... And that's the problem. Not yet. Not until it's time to...
Ask Her Royal Majesty how the knife confiscation is going over there.
But yeah, brother, so first thoughts after watching the This Is America video for the first time. What's your initial reaction to it?
Very, very, very strange. But in a good way, because I like violence. I like taboo-ness. I don't know if that's a real word. But things of the taboo, I like. I feel like he... dabbling a little bit of all the weirdness that I'm interested in, you know, with the whole, you know, the symbolism to the school shootings and stuff like that was really, it's powerful, man. And it's like, you don't really see a lot of that nowadays, like, especially with hip-hop, it's all sugar-coated and watered down, and it's all about who's got the coolest, most expensive stuff, and who's rocking with the homies, and yeah. So, you know, it's all repetitive and just some bullshit, but he, like, came hard with it, man. And that beat was pretty sick. Well, my beat was pretty sick. So, like, as far as the song goes, I don't know if I love the song yet. Like I told you, I'm gonna need to listen to it in my headphones, but as far as the video goes, that shit was phenomenal. And what he was saying didn't really match with his body language. You know, he's like dancing and smiling, but he's saying some real shit. It's like, oh, dude, that's dope. So yeah, I was into it. I liked it a lot.
Well, that's what, like, so as far as the song goes, like, you know, you're talking about, it, in one way, it was kind of mocking what is always talked about, because he still says all that same stuff. Like, look what I'm whipping, though.
Yeah.
But he's just like, shot a dude, and there's riots in the street, and then, but he said, look what I'm whipping, though. And so... So much of what, and I did some light research, and our boy Lucky was really first one of the Bad Dinner Guest troupe to be on this, and he found a couple of articles and stuff, sent them my way. I looked at them. There's a lot of stuff. It's one of those videos you have to watch three or four times and stop paying attention to what's going on in the front screen and start paying attention to everything going on in the background, really see what's going on.
Right.
But that's part of, like, the overall message of the whole thing is, like, that's what hip-hop is used for. You know, that's why he has him and the school kids always dancing and being, you know, really over the top with their dancing. Meanwhile, there's riots, there's cop cars exploding. At one point, there's literally a dark figure riding a white horse through the background. There's a guy who jumps off the rafters and falls, you know, plummets from the second story. Stuff like that. All that kind of chaos going on in the background. And then at one point you have like the group of kids all with bandanas over their face, and they're either filming the chaos or they're just like stuck on their Twitter feed. But, you know, there's that whole, all this stuff's going around and they're just kind of locked into their phones. You know, of course, there's the Confederate pants that he was wearing, the different Jim Crow stances that was going on. Even people talking about him wearing two chains, you know, one to symbolize the bondage.
Didn't you used to have a pair of those pants?
I have. It looked a lot like those old gray golf pants I had. Yeah, I kind of miss those pants. They were really comfortable. But no, mine were okay because they had the white plaid, little checkered squares. I think they're little.
They're acceptable.
They're not quite Confederate Army material.
Right.
But yeah, it was. And just like we were talking about earlier, this guy, I've been a fanboy of old Donnie Boy for forever, yep. Since like 2010.
Could vouch for that.
And just seeing a guy come up from making goofy YouTube videos with his friends to having 148 million views on that video within like 2 weeks.
That's pretty insane, yeah.
Not to mention playing Lando and all the things that guy's been able to do. Like, I pointed this out to Lou.
I can't wait to see that, by the way.
Right. And we'll definitely all be reviewing that together as a squad, because that's one of the few things all of us agree on, that we want to go see that movie. But it was one of those things, I mentioned this to Lou as well, he almost is the very antithesis of his own point behind this movie, or this video. Like, he calls out America on a lot of its negatives in this video, but also he himself is like a beacon of the positive parts of America. You know, like Donald Glover in Ghana doesn't ever get to be Childish Gambino, or, you know, sorry to pick on Ghana, I didn't mean that, but you know what I'm saying. You just pick any other random country in a bunch of different continents and you probably don't have the ability to build yourself in the way that he did.
Right.
So on that sense, he also is sort of a stamp of approval for America too. So it's interesting how one person in one moment in time can represent both sides of the coin like that. But good job. Good job, hustler. Keep on grinding out those.
That's what happens when you're a member of the mystery team, dog.
Yeah.
You get that kind of pull in the scrapes.
Yeah, and if you guys have never seen his old YouTube stuff, and there were other guys in that troop that were funny too. You know, watch their martial arts training video. It's great.
Yeah, I remember you showing it to
wrist control.
That was funny.
Pull the gun. It's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that dude was actually hilarious. I don't remember his name, but the white dude. Yeah, that dude was funny as hell. That was actually dope. Yeah, but they had a little squad, man. Well, yeah, definitely check them out. But, yeah, man, so are you... Did you already purchase your iTunes single with This Is America, dog? You already bumping it in the earbuds, too?
I haven't bought it yet. I'm going to have to buy it. So far, I just keep adding to these ridiculous YouTube stats that he's got.
Hey, that works, too.
Out of 148 million or whatever, I'm probably at least a good 50 or 60 at this point.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go pirate it here in a little bit.
Unfortunately, the closest concert for us here is either Chicago or Nashville. Neither one is a easy trip.
Nah. We could make the Nashville one, but I just don't know how I feel about going down to Nashville right now.
Yeah, I don't know how I would feel about making any kind of trip for a concert.
Random side note.
Just come back to Columbus, dog.
Random side note. Speaking of trips, at some point I want you and I to go review this place for PDG. It's called Hillbilly Hot Dogs, and it's in West Virginia.
Oh,
good. I would
great. Sounds fantastic. I don't see how anything could go wrong there.
And the funny thing, like, it's the restaurant, like, it's built into like an old school bus type of deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
a bus converting into like a...
I'd love to eat hot dogs on a former bus in West Virginia. That sounds as BDG as can be, honestly. Yeah, I'm in. I'm sold. You've got me. And while we're talking about odd places in great old America,